Welcome to the Spring 2023 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Friday, the 5th of May, 2023. This magazine is also available online at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Our technician is Susie Litchvik, and my name is Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers while we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of recording these close by. The front cover of the magazine is in light blue, with a computer graphic picture of flowers, plants and garden tools in the centre. Fareham in Bloom 2023 is written in blue and pink on a white background. The large title, in a darker blue at the top of the page, says Fareham Today. Turning now to page two, here are Sean Woodward's message, the list of contents and the magazine contact details. A message from the Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. Welcome to the first edition of Fareham Today for 2023. The clocks have now finally sprung forward and the days are getting lighter and a little warmer, which is welcomed. The winter months are usually a hive of activity at the Council, with councillors and officers preparing and planning for the year ahead. And this year has been no exception. Works on our community arts and entertainment venue, Fareham Live, have been moving on at pace, and you can find out the latest news on page four. You can also see our plans for the replacement of the Osborne Road multi-storey car park on page three, which sees the removal of this outdated, crumbling eyesore in favour of something far more accessible. We have a full programme of community events lined up once again this summer, and you can find all the details on page six. I am much looking forward to visiting our new artisan market coming in May. We are also offering a new package of sponsorship opportunities to provide local businesses with some excellent exposure at our events. So I encourage business owners to turn to page eight for more details. There are some exciting new developments from our planning team in relation to Wellbourne Garden Village on page 10. And we celebrate the opening of our shared ownership housing scheme, Capella Close, on page 11. We have also recently adopted the new Fareham Borough Local Plan, which plans the borough's housing and employment sites through to 2037. Page 12 offers some details of our annual online Fareham in Bloom gardening competition, which is always so popular with our green-fingered residents. Turning our attention to Solent Airport at Daedalus, you can find details of the new and improved Cafe at 05 at Solent Airport, which was reopened earlier in the year, on page 14, and an opportunity to raise money for the Naomi House and Jack's Place charity by signing up for a 5K Run the Runway event. As always, I would be very interested to hear any thoughts you may have on how we can continue to improve the borough we all share, or our services, so please do not hesitate to get in touch with me. Contents. Page 3, replacement of Osborne Road car park. Page 4, Fareham Live construction update. Page 6, our upcoming community events. Page 8, event sponsorship opportunities. Page 9, our journey to carbon neutral. Page 10, what's next at Wellbourne Garden Village? Page 12, online Fareham in Bloom. Page 14, reopening of Cafe at 05. Page 15, your councillors. Contact details. Fareham Borough Council Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire, PO167AZ. www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter at FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. Editorial 01329 824 310, publicity@fareham.gov.uk. Design Eastleigh Borough Council. Print Holbrooks Printers 02392 661 485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press.